teeth to be an octopus. It had puzzled scientists for years because it's much older than the next earliest known octopus. I'm Ryland Barton, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. We have a new special weather statement that has just gone into effect for southeastern Shawnee, west central Douglas, and northeastern Osage counties. This is in effect until 6:30 tonight. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm over Auburn. It is moving to the east at 35 miles per hour. Strong wind gusts of 50 to 55 miles per hour. Pea-sized hail with this storm. Gusty winds are expected. Locations affected include southern Topeka, Richland, Auburn, Pauline, and Berryton. It includes the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 165 and 180 and between mile markers 185 and 189. This is KPR. It's 6:06.
From NPR.
Utterly competent, that we have a much harsher lens in how we judge her and her character than we do with any of the men.
You can hear our full conversation on tomorrow's All Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Let's get to the weather first. We have a strong thunderstorm moving through southeastern Shawnee, west central Douglas, and northeastern Osage counties for about another 12 minutes. This is in effect until 6:30 tonight. We're tracking this strong thunderstorm moving to the east at 35 miles per hour, strong wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour, pea-sized hail with this storm. Southern Topeka, Richland, Auburn, Pauline, and Berryton covered by this special weather statement. Just means we are seeing a very strong thunderstorm, not quite at severe levels, but still plenty strong, can be plenty damaging. This also includes the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 165 and 180 and between mile markers 185 and 189. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Brown, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. That includes Manhattan, Junction City, Abilene, Atchison, and St. Joseph. If you are not actually actively in the severe thunderstorm watch, you too could still see thunderstorms tonight. But in that watch area, very concerned about very large hail, 2.5-inch diameter hail, about the size of a tennis ball or a really big lime. Gusty winds up to 75 miles per hour. Supercell storms are likely in that area tonight.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to 4 floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
The time is 6:20.
Others. Now, Vice President Vance is expected in Islamabad this weekend for peace talks with Iran. The latest updates on the war tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
5 to 9 a.m. It's a terrific way to start off your day with the very latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture, April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Tickets required. More at doleinstitute.org.
News headlines are coming up next. I'll also remind you of the counties covered by a severe thunderstorm watch tonight. 76 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6:30.
Tippy Top doesn't seem to be super interested in outer space, space activities, or anything that could come from outer space.
Bim believes that may not be an accident. Science and its power to bring people together, those things, he says, are not part of the Trump brand.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A severe thunderstorm watch until 11 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Brown, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in Kansas and in Missouri. Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Holt, and Nottoway counties. This includes Manhattan, Junction City, Abilene, Atchison, and St. Joseph. It does not include Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City area, or Emporia. However, those counties covered by that severe thunderstorm watch, be on the lookout for supercell storms, gusty winds up to 75 miles per hour, scattered very large hail up to the size of tennis balls. Make sure you have multiple ways to be notified about watches and warnings overnight. In other news, a wide-ranging legislative proposal to change Kansas student health and school schedules has failed to pass. As State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, the measure will also affect federal money that is coming into the state.
The plan included several Make America Healthy Again policies, like banning certain food additives in school meals, requiring daily recess for elementary students, and bringing back the presidential fitness test. That fitness test is tied to the federal Rural Health Transformation Program, where half the funding is distributed equally and the other half is competitive. Without the test, the state's competitive score drops, meaning less federal funding will be coming to Kansas. Some Republicans, including Representative Ken Rogers, opposed the bill, saying it combined too many measures into one.
But to simply do this together is wrong. It is absolutely wrong.
Rogers said he supports parts of the plan, but not the way it was packaged together. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Multiple train cars have derailed in Kansas City, Kansas. Officials with Union Pacific say some 15 rail cars derailed and overturned late Thursday morning. No one was hurt. Nothing was spilled. KMBC-TV reports that the rail cars derailed in Union Pacific's Armordale Yard in KCK. Union Pacific crews have been responding to the scene, and the cause of the derailment is under investigation. There's an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Locally heavy rainfall is possible after midnight, and we're expecting a low in the lower 50s. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Support for
News, I'm Matthew Algio in Salina, Kansas.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Next time at the Green Lady Lounge, join us downstairs at the Orion Room for the Ward Platt Trio. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me live at the Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 in Lawrence. Many other frequencies all listed for you at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are also streaming KPR 1 and KPR 2 24 hours a day.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Thanks for joining us this evening. We will be shifting over to Classics Live at 7 o'clock on our KPR 1 stations. On KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, tune in for Prairie Journal with Kay McIntyre as your host.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at kcfarmschool.org.
No active thunderstorms right now, but we do have a severe thunderstorm watch till 11 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Brown, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. So listeners in Manhattan, Junction City, Abilene, Atchison, St. Joseph, stay alert tonight. Have more than one way to get warnings. It is 10 minutes before 7.
From human behavior that we often attribute to conflicts like civil wars, like ethnic divisions and religious differences and political ideologies.
Chimps don't have any of those. So maybe he says it's more a byproduct of eroding interpersonal relationships. And if that's the case, Sandel sees reason for optimism. That's something individuals can control.
Like with the chimps, it's like you act like a stranger, you become a stranger. I want to avoid that in my own life.
A lesson, perhaps, for all of us. Nate Rott, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. From the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
The ceasefire meant to pause the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran has not prevented more bloodshed. Stay informed with the latest news on the war on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, first thing, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. You will hear Morning Edition with the very latest developments from overnight, analysis of what we know and what we still don't know, news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region. Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m.
Support for KPR comes from Low Maintenance Landscape, designing long-lasting landscapes with native plants that thrive in this area and require less maintenance. Project portfolio, plant library, and contact information at lowmaintenancelandscape.net.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU, HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANU Chanute, 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available on the Kansas City PBS YouTube channel.
A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for parts of the KPR listening area, not including Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, or Emporia. However, Manhattan, Junction City, Abilene, Atchison, St. Joseph, Oskaloosa, Holton, Hiawatha, all covered by the severe thunderstorm watch until 11 p.m. The time is 7:01. Classics Live is up next.
Welcome to the Polsky Theater here in the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts. And welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm your concert companion, Cordelia Brown. This concert in the Rule Joyce Doreen Marande recital series has Kansas City cellist, Sasha Groshang. She'll be joined in a bit by some local jazz musicians, pianist Andrew Ouellet and string bass player Ben Turvort, plus Pat Adams, percussion. Sasha will start the recital by herself, playing a solo piece a friend gave her in high school. She'll tell us more about that, and then she's joined by the jazz players for a duo for cello and bass by Edgar Meyer, plus the suite for cello and jazz piano trio by Claude Bowling. But now, Sasha Groshang starts with Julio by Mark Summer.
This piece is a very special piece for me. It was written by the cellist of the Turtle Island String Quartet, Mark Summer. And Mark Summer is one of the most innovative cellists alive today. And he's done things on the cello that no one else has. This piece I've been playing for, 25 years. And it's special to me because one of my best friends Solomon Dorsey, who is a wonderful bass player himself and has traveled all over the world, gave it to me as a present, the sheet music, in high school. So this piece is dedicated to him.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm super excited about this. I've wanted to play this piece for, I don't know, 20 years. I bought this piece, the music, at, there was a place, there was a Carnegie Hall music store, and it went out of business, and I bought, like, every piece I thought I would ever want to play, and it was in that stack of music, and I'm so excited to actually finally play it, especially with these fabulous gentlemen. They're amazing. And, you know, as a cellist, I don't get to play much jazz. I don't know much about jazz, but my grandfather was actually a jazz musician. He played with Count Basie. He toured a lot. So I'm just excited to kind of just follow in his footsteps, even just a little bit. So we hope that you enjoy this, and we wanted to thank you again so much for coming up.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's the suite for cello and jazz piano trio by Claude Bowling, featuring the versatile Kansas City cellist Sasha Rocheng. The jazz trio featured percussionist Pat Adams, Ben Tervoort bass, and Andrew Ouellette at the piano. Before the Claude Bowling, we heard a duo for cello and bass by the famous bass player Edgar Meyer. And Sasha Rocheng began the show with Mark Summers' Julio, which brings to a close this Rural Joyce recital here at Johnson County Community College. KPR's recording engineer Chubb Smith recorded the show for Classics Live, and I'm Cordelia Brown. We hope you enjoyed it. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. There's another KPR recording from a Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka of Starburst by Jesse Montgomery. This has been Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
With Morning Edition, you don't have to wonder where information is coming from. We bring it to you firsthand.
Joey Palacios with Texas Public Radio was there covering that protest and joins us now.
NPR criminal justice correspondent Meg Anderson was at the intersection where it happened, and she's with us now to give us the latest. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Get your news from reporters who see for themselves. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m.
This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, the app, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte struck a conciliatory tone today after President Trump threatened to withdraw from the alliance. He says allies are not whistling past the graveyard and understand the need for some changes demanded by Trump. He also said allies that they were caught off guard because Trump did not notify them about the Iran war in advance.
When it came time to provide the logistical and other support the United States needed in Iran, some allies were a bit slow, to say the least. In fairness, they were also a bit surprised. To maintain the element of surprise for the initial strikes, President Trump opted not to inform allies ahead of time. And I understand that.
Rutte has been called a Trump whisperer, but he's struggling to keep Trump engaged in NATO. He has praised Trump for his successes in the war and for boosting defense spending, but he still insists NATO will not join the war. As President Trump tries to navigate a ceasefire with Iran, his handling of the war is drawing criticism and some praise among citizens here at home. NPR's Frank Lankfitt reports from Asheville, North Carolina.
George Peary is an emeritus professor of political science. Other than taking out the leaders of a corrupt and repressive regime, he sees nothing good about the war.
I think it's a disaster from the beginning. It is separating us from our NATO as well as their Arab allies, and it is impacting the world's economy in ways that I don't think this administration had any clue about.
But Laura McHugh, an investment advisor, sees Trump making the world safer for the U.S. That includes the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
That did send a message to the bad guys, and I think it sent a message to them that it could happen to you.
And she hopes someday Iranians can topple their government. Frank Lankfitt, NPR News, Asheville, North Carolina.
The returning Artemis II astronauts are getting ready for one of the most risky parts of their moon mission. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that tomorrow evening their capsule will punch through the Earth's atmosphere, going nearly 24,000 miles an hour.
During their fiery reentry, the astronauts will be protected by their spacecraft's heat shield. But for it to work, flight controllers have to make sure that the capsule comes in at exactly the right flight path angle. Jeff Radigan is a NASA flight director.
Let's not beat around the bush. We have to hit that angle correctly. Otherwise, we're not going to have a successful reentry.
He says once the capsule enters the atmosphere, communications will be knocked out for about 6 minutes. Waiting to reacquire the astronaut's signal will be a tense time at Mission Control in Houston. If all goes to plan, parachutes will deploy and the capsule will splash down off the coast of San Diego, California. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
U.S. stocks rose today, even though oil prices did too. The national average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.17. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. The time is 8:04. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate, April 9th. Iodine is special. It's the heaviest element that's commonly needed by living organisms. In humans, it's used by the thyroid to produce growth-regulating hormones. It's found in seafood and other products. The element itself is created in some of the most violent events in the universe. In fact, so were almost all of the heavy elements, anything more substantial than iron. The elements are forged in the rapid neutron capture process. Seed elements are slammed by huge amounts of neutrons, the bits of an atomic nucleus with no electric charge. That builds heavier elements, including gold, silver, uranium, and iodine. Lighter elements are forged in the hearts of stars. More massive stars create heavier elements, but they can't make anything heavier than iron. the element-making process shuts down and the star explodes. The blast can produce huge numbers of neutrons, which are sent flying at high speed. They ram into the debris, creating heavier elements. But not all exploding stars produce the right conditions to make heavier elements, especially the heaviest of all. Those elements can be formed when two ultra-dense stellar corpses ram together. The merger splatters the region with neutrons. They can forge enough heavy elements to make many planets as massive as Earth. Iodine probably is made by both types of events, which sprinkle this life-giving element throughout the cosmos. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Thank you. The Overture from Handel's Semele on Kansas Public Radio. That piece is somewhat of an oddity for Handel. It's a secular text in English, written at a time in his career when he was mostly doing sacred oratorio. It tells the tragic story of Semele, who's in love with Jupiter, but is engaged to someone else. That's the English Chamber Orchestra, John Nelson, conducting. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Now let's hear Edgar Meyer's double concerto for cello and double bass. He's joined here by his friend and collaborator Yo-Yo Ma and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, under the direction of Hugh Wolfe. I'm Kay McIntyre. Thanks for joining us for Classical Music on Kansas Public Radio. That's the Double Concerto for Cello and Double Bass by Edgar Meyer on Kansas Public Radio. Edgar Meyer joined there by Yo-Yo Ma and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture, April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Tickets are required. More at doleinstitute.org. And from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller, showing April 17th through the 25th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com. For the rest of this hour, we'll hear selections from Mozart's Serenade, which he proudly referred to as his Grand Partita. It's the National Chamber Players, Lowell Graham conducting on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Grand Partita Serenade No. 10 on Kansas Public Radio, performed by the National Chamber Players, Colonel Lowell Graham conducting. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown Lawrence location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Maselli's.com. NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next, it's the latest news from NPR, followed by Jazz with Bob McWilliams. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's authorized negotiations with Lebanon aimed at disarming Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants and establishing relations between the countries. The nations have technically been at war since Israel was established in 1948. Meanwhile, President Trump posted on social media that Iran is doing a very poor job of allowing oil through the Strait of Hormuz, and it is, quote, not the agreement we have. As NPR Daniel Estrin reports, after more than a month of war, Iran is feeling emboldened.
The regime is still there. It is proven that it can withstand the most powerful army in the world and the most powerful army in the region, Israel. And it discovered the Strait of Hormuz and what havoc it can wreak, not only on the Gulf, but on the entire globe.
NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting. A California court has unsealed the secret warrants that a sheriff used to seize hundreds of thousands of ballots. The warrants raise questions as to whether the sheriff's investigation is valid. From member station KVCR, Madison Aument reports.
At issue is whether a crime was committed to justify a judge signing off on the warrants. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco, a Republican, obtained them to investigate an alleged vote count discrepancy in a statewide election last year. In that election, Californians voted to redraw the state's congressional map to favor Democrats. Bianco recently seized some 650,000 of those ballots. Loyola Marymount Law Professor Justin Levitt says probable cause must be established to get a warrant, and that didn't happen.
Most disturbingly, there doesn't seem to be any indication of criminal wrongdoing.
The California Supreme Court has halted Bianco's investigation while it reviews the case. For NPR News, I'm Madison Aument in San Bernardino.
A private investigator accused of orchestrating a hacking campaign against U.S. climate activists has been extradited to the U.S. NPR's Michael Copley reports the hacking was allegedly commissioned by a former ExxonMobil lobbyist.
Israeli private investigator Amit Forlit has been extradited from the U.K. on charges including conspiracy to commit computer hacking. Forlit's UK legal team has said the hacking is alleged to have been carried out at the behest of former ExxonMobil lobbyist DCI Group. Federal prosecutors say the goal was to discredit climate activists and fight lawsuits against the fossil fuel industry. Prosecutors told a federal judge the case involves multiple alleged co-conspirators. that they expect to produce a lot of information from search warrants on email and other electronic accounts. ExxonMobil and DCI deny having any involvement in hacking. Forlit has denied ordering or paying for hacking. Michael Copley, NPR News.
Eligible men between the ages of 18 and 25 will automatically be registered into the U.S. military draft pool starting in December. That's a change from the current requirement to self-register. The military has not held a draft since 1973 during the Vietnam War. This is NPR News. Calls are increasing for Congress to investigate the prediction market platform, Polymarket. The AP reported at least 50 new Polymarket accounts placed substantial bets on a U.S.-Iran ceasefire hours before President Trump made the announcement. It isn't the first time such well-timed bets have occurred. Donald Trump Jr. has a sizable stake in Polymarket. Russia's highest court has designated the country's most storied human rights group as an extremist organization. It's the latest crackdown on Russian civil society that accelerated amid the war in Ukraine. NPR's Charles Maines has more.
Formed in the later years of the USSR, Memorial has often been at odds with the Kremlin, not only documenting the darker chapters of the Soviet past, but also abuses in Vladimir Putin's Russia. For that work, Memorial was among human rights groups awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2023. Now Russia's highest court has effectively criminalized any and all of Memorial's activities. The decision was expected. Previous courts had ordered the group's liquidation, allegedly for promoting terrorism and violating foreign agent laws. In a statement, Memorial rejects the latest legal decision as another attempt to silence civil society, vowing it would, quote, outlive the Putin regime and someday resume its work in Russia. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
A minor league baseball team in New Hampshire scored 8 runs in the second inning before getting its first hit of the game. The Fisher Cats benefited from 8 walks, 4 wild pitches, 2 hit batters, and a sacrifice fly before finally getting a base hit. Their opponent was the Portland Sea Dogs. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
Jazz in the Night tonight. It's our weekly all-vinyl hour this hour here on KPR. And that was an Irby Green composition and arrangement called Slide Work in a Flat or slide work in A-flat, perhaps. And it's from a pretty obscure album for the Command record label. They were an audiophile record label of the area with a noted producer and engineer, Enoch Light. And this album is really good. Doc Severinsen of Tonight Show fame plays trumpet, Walt Levinsky on alto sax, Barry Galbraith guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Don LeMond on drums. All the tracks are short, not much of a runtime, but a really good album, and I think pretty cheap if you come across it. I don't think it's a collector's item, but it is a rare album, and it's a good one from a trombonist best known for his big band work, Herbie Green. I'm Bob McWilliams, and in this next set, we're going to hear from organist Freddie Roach, a 1963 Blue Note album called Good Move that was reissued as part of the high-end Tone Poet reissue series couple of years back. But we're going to start off with pianist Monty Alexander for the German MPS label in 1983. The album called The Duke Ellington Songbook. It's just a duo, Monty at the piano and John Clayton on bass, with Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Thank you.
Thank you.